You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 4, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Texas has expanded its ban on diversity, equity, and inclusion (DEI) initiatives to K-12 public schools through Senate Bill 12, SB 12. This legislation has sparked legal challenges and raised concerns among educators and advocacy groups. DEI initiatives aim to promote representation and inclusive environments for all students and staff. However, recent legislative actions in states like Texas have restricted these initiatives in K-12 and higher education. Senate Bill 12 prohibits DEI from being used in hiring at K-12 schools and bans lessons on sexuality and gender identity. It also disallows after-school clubs focused on sexuality and gender identity, such as gay-straight alliances, GSAs. GSAs provide a safe environment for LGBTQ+ students and their allies. Research shows that GSAs are beneficial to the well-being of LGBTQ+ students. The ban on GSAs under SB 12 impacts these supportive networks, potentially increasing feelings of isolation for LGBTQ+ youth. The ACLU of Texas and the Transgender Law Center have filed a lawsuit against SB 12, arguing it violates the First and 14th Amendments and the Equal Access Act. The Equal Access Act requires public secondary schools receiving federal funds to provide equal access to extracurricular groups without discrimination. Despite blocked Title IX guidance, LGBTQ+ students still have rights under Title IX. Senator Creighton, a proponent of anti-DEI legislation, filed SB 12 to ban DEI programs in public K-12 education, similar to SB 17 for higher education. Another bill, SB 11565, allows parents to file complaints if they believe their child's school promotes DEI. Supporters view SB 12 and SB 11565 as extensions of the state's ban on teaching critical race theory, CRT, in K-12 schools. The implementation of DEI bans in Texas has led to significant consequences, including layoffs and resource loss for students. As of April 2, the Texas NLACP confirmed 66 layoffs within the University of Texas system due to SB 17. DEI centers across Texas colleges have been closed, resulting in a loss of resources for various students. The previous law banning diversity offices has caused confusion and fear among university employees and students. A study found that 52% of LGBTQ+ college students considered leaving their school after the law went into effect. About a quarter of staff and faculty surveyed considered leaving Texas, with over three-quarters reporting negative impacts from the anti-DEI law. Concerns are rising about the impact on curriculum, particularly regarding historical events. Educators worry that SB 12 affects how they teach sensitive topics, making it difficult to explain historical movements. There are fears that educators may quit as schools comply with the law, especially with provisions allowing parental reporting of violations. An Equality Texas study indicates many LGBTQ+ students have considered leaving their schools since SB 17's implementation. LGBTQ+ students and allies worry that DEI bans threaten their mental health and safety. They fear legislation could silence supportive teachers and dismantle safe spaces. Despite bans, some Texas public universities are still navigating DEI-related policies. A report highlighted the financial implications of DEI mandates on students and taxpayers at institutions like Texas Tech University and the University of Texas. Senate Bill 12 is part of a broader legislative effort targeting LGBTQ+ rights in education. While specific details on parental rights and disciplinary measures are not fully detailed, SB 12 significantly impacts K-12 public schools. The inclusion of social transitioning in the bill suggests it aims to regulate this process for students. State leaders have increasingly targeted LGBTQ+ Texans through legislation in recent years. In 2023, lawmakers passed laws prohibiting gender-affirming care for transgender minors and barring trans athletes from participating in certain sports. These efforts raise questions about the quality of education in Texas public schools. Concerns exist that the state legislature is shaping a curriculum based on ideology rather than historical fact. This is ironic, as legislators claim the bills prevent political ideology from being taught. Denying support for marginalized children and censoring curriculum impacts the mental health of LGBTQ+ adolescents. Adolescents today have unprecedented access to news and may be especially aware of policy changes affecting their communities. The minority stress framework explains how socio-political discourse impacts mental health among sexual and gender minority youths. Copyright, African Elements.